Thank you for joining us today here at Covenant of Grace Ministry. I'm Reverend Patrick Vossen, and we're going to be talking about loss, love, and the little things in our Powerful Living supplement in our weekly lectionary series that we do here at Covenant of Grace. And the scriptures we're going to be looking at are from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 4 through 7. I'll let you get that. 2 Corinthians 1. 4 through 7 in your Bibles. I'm reading from the Common English Bible. He's the one who comforts us in all our trouble so that we can comfort other people who are in every kind of trouble. We offer the same comfort that we ourselves received from God. That is, because we receive so much comfort through Christ in the same way that we share so many of Christ's sufferings. So if we have trouble, it is to bring you comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is to bring you comfort from the experience of endurance while you go through the same sufferings that we also suffer. Our hope for you is certain, because we know that as you are partners in suffering, so also you are partners in comfort. Remember what God does through you. In times of suffering, most of us are prone to think only of ourselves and to forget others. We become cisterns instead of channels. Yet one reason for trials is so that you and I might learn to be channels of blessing to comfort and encourage others. Because God has encouraged us, we can encourage them. One of my favorite preachers is Dr. George W. Truett, who pastored the First Baptist Church of Dallas. For nearly 50 years, he was the pastor there. In one of his sermons, he told about an unbelieving couple whose baby suddenly died. Dr. Truett conducted the funeral and later had the joy of seeing them both trust Jesus Christ. Many months later, a young mother lost her baby again, and Dr. Truett was called to bring her comfort. But nothing he shared with her seemed to help her to comfort her. But at the funeral service, the newly converted mother stepped to the girl's side and said, "I passed through this, and I know what you are passing through. God called me, and through the darkness I came to him. He has comforted me. And he will comfort you." Dr. Truett said, "The first mother did more for the second mother than I could have done, maybe in days and months, for the first mother had traveled the road of suffering herself." However, Paul made it clear that we do not need to experience exactly the same trials in order to be able to share God's encouragement. If we have experienced God's comfort, then we can comfort them which are in any trouble, it says in 2 Corinthians 1:4. Of course, if we have experienced similar tribulations, they can help us identify better with others and know better how they feel. But our experiences cannot alter the comfort of God. That remains sufficient and efficient, no matter what our own experiences may have been. The subject of human suffering and loss is not easy to understand, for there are mysteries to the working of God that we will never grasp until we get to heaven. But suffering can perfect our character, it says in Romans 5, 1 through 5, and help us to share the character of God spoken of in Hebrews 12, 1 through 11. Suffering can also help us to minister to others. In every church, there are mature saints of God who suffered and experienced God's grace. And they are the great encouragers in the congregation. Paul experienced trouble, not as punishment for something he had done, but as preparation for something he was yet going to do or minister to others in need. God's gracious encouragement helps us if we learn to endure. Patient endurance is an evidence of faith. The ability to endure difficulties patiently without giving up is a mark of spiritual maturity we find in Hebrews 12, 1 through 7. God has to work in us before he can work through us. Let me say that again. God has to work in us before he can work through us. It is much easier for myself through many years, being now 63 years old, that I can share Christian experiences and life experiences with people and have gone through different problems and troubles and have suffered and can be touched intimately by those who go through some of the same lot. And I can help them in ways that people who are younger, who have never gone through those trials, could ever minister unto them. But is it most important that we allow the Holy Spirit to move through us and to assist in comforting, whether young or old, or whatever age we might be, whether we've experienced the same issues or not? What is important is that we try to be that person for that person that Christ has called us to be at that moment. It is much easier for us to grow in knowledge than to grow in grace. 2 Peter 3:18. God put young Joseph through 13 years of tribulation before he made him the second ruler of Egypt. We just got done with that study a couple weeks ago at Covenant, talking about Joseph from slave to the master of Egypt. And we understand and see what that's all about. And we addressed it. How God raised him up even through the most difficult of circumstances. And God can take the difficulties, those things we suffer in life, the losses we have, and help us to build within our character the likeness of Christ and reflect upon it in such a way that we, as Joseph and others, can attain to what God is preparing us for. The important thing is to fix your attention on God and not on yourself. Remember what God does through you and let him use you to be encouragement and encouragement to others. God bless you. And I hope that this short word for our power from our Power for Living devotion will help you this week in a profound way. God bless you. Thank you for being with us today.